News Talk 1620, that's us, absolutely. And again, this weather is going to be, it's weird right now. I mean, it really, really is.
It's nice weird.
It is. But we're going to have that cool weather coming in, and most importantly, that chance of shares. So that'll be fun. Early in his career, Chuck Woolery, remember Chuck?
He'll be back in 2 and 2.
That's right. Aspired to be a singer.
He put an album out, didn't he?
Yeah, it was during that era of Endeavor that he first met Merv Griffin.
Hmm.
He guested on Merv's talk show in 1973. Merv impressed, not so much with his singing, but just with his personality and the way that he and the audience connected. So it was a year later when the Mervster pitched this new TV game show based on Hangman, and he invited Chuckster to audition for the host position. And Wheel of Fortune, picked up by NBC in 1975, quickly became a very popular show. And all was just going fine for the next 7 years until Chuck decided that he was going to ask Merv for a raise. Because he felt like his salary should be more like Bob Barker's or Richard Dawson's.
Mm-hmm. How'd that work out for Chuck?
Yeah. They were making, at the time, $500K per year.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's a lot of money now and back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chuck, making 65.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Well, Merv countered with an offer of $400,000, which is something that Merv didn't do too often. And NBC said they would make up the difference. But for some reason, Merv didn't like that idea, and he threatened to move Wheel of Fortune over to ZBS. So NBC backed down. Merv handed Woolery his walking papers, and there you go. So, as you say, how'd that work out for old Chuckster? Chuck doing ads. I saw an ad in the newspaper yesterday. And yeah.
Well, he's still active, you know.
He's still, yeah. And what, yeah. But think about that. What if he'd have settled for that four at that time? Because, you know, Richard Dawson would love to have that money back, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, just a little trivia there for all you Chuck Woolery fans.
Both of you.
Yeah. Now, if you happen to be liberal or you have a friend who's liberal, understand it's really not your fault. You were born that way.
Genetic.
That's right. Never mind that education. Never mind that background. Never mind anything else. Researchers think that your political leanings may, in fact, be encoded in your genes. Scientists at University of California at San Diego and Harvard have identified a gene variation that, when considered in tandem with social interaction in high school, determined whether they would be more liberal or not. A liberal gene, if you will, a specific variant of a dopamine receptor gene that's called DRD4. But having that at birth doesn't make you a liberal in life. Researchers said that they studied about 2,000 subjects, determined that people with that variant of the DRD4 gene were more likely to be liberal as adults, but the subjects were only more likely to lean left if they were also socially active during their adolescence. If you sat like a bump on a log, you ended up being a conservative. Yes, that's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
They said it was the crucial interaction of those two factors, the genetic predisposition and then that environmental condition of having lots of friends in adolescence that associated with being more liberal. Well, that's an interesting idea if you want to do that. But once again, now they're trying to find a genetic reason for us doing almost anything, right? Behaviorally or physically. Physically, understand. The behavior thing, not so much. Hey, big shout out to Jacques Plante.
I loved his underwater shows.
1959. Yeah. I mean, this is kind of on this date in history, but it's not that important. Well, at least not to us. He invented the hockey mask.
Yikes. Oh, yeah, that is important.
Which probably was important because what would that guy worn in those slasher movies, right, if he hadn't had the hockey mask?
That's right.
Well, yeah, but he didn't put that on until the third one.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
I watched a little of one of those.
Dennis didn't like that invention, though, you know.
What, that hockey mask?
Yeah, no.
Cut into their business
It really did, yeah.
Well, Also meant that ugly girls couldn't get dates with hockey players then.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
Just in time for the holidays, Amish Furniture for Generations brings you quality and beauty of solid wood furniture and accessories that you'll enjoy for generations to come. Come see their unique selection of children's furniture and holiday gift ideas like kid-sized tables and chairs, handmade wood crafts and decorations, wood shelves, wall ornaments, and much more. All mirroring a picture of our American heritage. For your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office, these exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid oak, cherry, and maple woods with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Custom orders are also available. For holiday gift giving and furniture that lasts a lifetime, we'll come to Amish Furniture for Generations, located on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center, right next door to Tuesday Morning. Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture and accessories that last for generations to come.
Chet Edwards votes with Pelosi 96% of the time? That's what Bill Flores says. Is it true? These are the facts. Edwards votes with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce 70% of the time, and the National Federation of Independent Business called Chet a champion of small business for his 86% voting record. The Texas Farm Bureau Ag Fund said Chet is a fiscal conservative. And the National Rifle Association endorsed Edwards as a staunch supporter of Second Amendment rights. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram called Flores' attacks inaccurate, and the Dallas Morning News called them ludicrous, saying, "The truth doesn't get in Bill Flores' way." The VFW National Commander said, "Our troops and vets have no better friend than Chet Edwards." If all these respected voices are right, Bill Flores is wrong. That's the truth. Paid for by Chet Edwards for Congress.
I'm Chet Edwards, class of 74, running for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:46, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Neat new stuff, neat new stuff.
Tell me.
Well, you can go to your app store right now and get a new app that allows you to just like be going to WTAW.com, and you can listen to us, you can listen to us. I just listened to us on Dusty's phone just a minute ago.
You did?
Yep.
Where
we got an app.
Turn the radio down, please.
Yes, it got an app for your iPhone, got an app for your BlackBerry. Don't have the Droid yet. We're working on that, but we'll have it for you soon. You can go in there and you just hit Infomaniacs, and they've got the entire 3 hours if you want that. Mm-hmm. And others, we've got about 2 cuts per hour, and you can download just tons of them. There are just tons of them there. You can also download the interviews that we do here on the radio station, so it's all right there. You can carry us with you.
You know, when you and I first started working together, there's not a single word you just said that you would have said back then.
Would have made, well, certainly not in that order.
No.
Yep, that's for sure. Now, Chase, tell folks what they can do as far as following election coverage tomorrow night, brought to you by First Victoria Bank.
Starting off at 6 o'clock, continuing coverage from Fox News, and then, of course, at 7 o'clock, we will go live. We will have updates from Fox News throughout our local coverage, as well as updates from the Texas State Network for state stuff, and we will keep you updated. Scooter's going to be at the Brazos Center tomorrow night. I'll be in the studio, and Bill Oliver will be roaming around town, and hope to get everything covered. And again, that starts at 7 o'clock. And of course, you can always go online to WTAW.com. And we are efforting being able to stream the continuing coverage, the wall-to-wall stuff, as we call it, from Fox News on our website, WTAW.com. So if you want to get an update there and listen to that, you can listen to it online.
Now then, and of course, even now, we've got the Fox News ticker on there.
Yes.
So you can do that.
And that's just a new permanent fixture.
Yep,
so.
Yep, that's there all the time, but that may come in handy-dandy for you tomorrow. And again, there are going to be some key races that will happen over on the East Coast, and so that 6 o'clock coverage will be pretty neat because, you know, they don't release any projections until the polls close, but obviously the polls in the East will be closing at 6 o'clock, so you may be able to catch some early stuff there. And if it's the most convenient way to have us right there in your pocket on your wireless device, then we've got that. And sitting in front of your computer, we can do that for you, too. Smokey Robinson has teamed up with Tom's favorite restaurant that doesn't advertise, the Motown legend, put together a 12-track CD called Now and Then, which features new tunes and live versions of his classic hits.
It's not my favorite restaurant.
Okay, one of your favorite restaurants that doesn't advertise. There's 595 of them in U.S. America. Why can't they advertise here?
Mm-hmm.
A McDonald's owner quickly apologized after word broke that he sent a letter to his employees accompanying their paychecks informing them to vote Republican. Can't do that. That's really kind of against the law. The letter stressed that, quote, as the election season is here, we wanted you to know which candidates will help our business grow, and if the right people are elected, we will be able to continue with raises and benefits at or above the present levels. If others are elected, we will not. That'd be a lightly veiled threat, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The right people were Republican candidates for governor, senator, and U.S. rep for Ohio's 16th district, which is in the Canton area. So, yeah, probably ought not do that. Colorado companies launched a line of soda made with marijuana. Just saying.
Yeah, the farther west you get, the weirder it gets.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, in California now, they're talking about legalizing marijuana there.
Yeah, they're getting marijuana taste a little like soda.
Yeah, well, in hopes there, they're hoping that that's going to bring a younger electorate out. We'll see about that. Then, in Washington State.
Man, can you imagine the traffic going across the border if that passes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
very slowly coming back.
Yeah, uh-huh. Right. Weaving back.
Well, no. Hands on the wheels, going 17 miles. 10
and
an hour.
2, and not. Yeah. I mean, you talk about slow and deliberate.
Yeah, chin over the steering wheel. Chin over the steering wheel, making sure they're focusing.
Uh huh.
The other thing they're doing is over there in Washington State, those nuts over there are looking at putting in a state income tax. And what they're doing is they're saying, well, you know, the rich will have to pay more, and Big Billy Gates Sr. is in favor of this thing.
Well, duh.
So is Billy Gates.
He can afford it.
Yeah, so is Billy Gates Jr. He's in favor of this. But what's interesting is Microsoft, the corporation's against it.
Hmm.
So, anyway, see how that works out for the state of Washington.
Well, they really don't have a lot to do with the corporation anymore, right?
No, they don't. And that's the thing that's kind of ironic about it.
Right, I guess. I wonder, I mean, if they go into a store, like a Microsoft store, you think they have to pay full price?
I don't know.
Don't you know who I am?
Yeah, exactly.
They type their name in the little computer and wait. You know?
Yeah.
Mr. Gates, you're next.
Mr. Gettys.
Mr. Gettys.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, how can we help you?
All right, that's it. We now have, you know, we were talking a minute ago about being able to listen to us just about any place in the world, and that now apparently will include the summit of Mount Everest.
Really? We putting a repeater up there?
A telecom company from Nepal called Incel announced that climbers will now be able to make video calls and surf the Internet on their cell phones from the world's highest peak. So see how that works out. They've set up 3G phone base at a 17,000-foot village near the Everest region. Funny part is, despite the high-speed setup, only about one-third of the people of Nepal actually have cell phone coverage, but they got it there. So for all you folks who had just been waiting to climb Mount Everest...
Until
you could listen to us.
Yeah, call us from base camp.
That's right, then. We've cleared that hurdle for you.
Heard the news? Something big's going on at WC Tractor in Bryan, Brenham, Sealy, and Navasota. Comes around this time every year. Yup, Value Bonanza. Start with 0% financing for up to 72 months. Rather have cash back? Done. It's your choice. So's the equipment. Take your pick of major New Holland hay and forage equipment and select New Holland tractors. From Boomer Compacts up to the T5000. They're all farm-raised and ready to
work alongside of you. Get into WC Tractor in Brian Brenham Sealy in Navasota before November 30th and take advantage of all the savings. Value Bonanza, that's something big.
Have you heard this untrue ad by Marva Beck?
In killing that bill, Dunham put petty politics above the safety of those who protect us all.
Marva Beck's ad is false, and she got caught. The Waco Tribune says the claims Beck is repeating are absurd, outrageous, and verging on demagoguery. Beck ads claim Dunham killed a crime bill. False. The bill passed, and official records show Jim Dunham voted for it. Here's what Bill Biles, veteran Waco police officer, says about Beck's smear campaign.
The ad that Marva Beck is running, in my opinion, is a complete fiction.
Jim Dunham helped pass a law to help wounded police officers get benefits.
Jim's a good man, and he's a good friend of law enforcement.
Here's the truth about Marva Beck. Beck admits she owes thousands in unpaid federal and state taxes. She repeatedly promised to pay it back, but she didn't. Instead of paying her taxes, she took over $700,000 from insurance allies to run for office. She'll spend thousands, but won't pay her taxes.
Paid for by Jim Dunham campaign.
Visit Batteries Plus now through December 31st to save $10 on digital camera and camcorder batteries after mail-in rebate. Located on the corner of Texas and Holloman, Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. All right, so we were talking NASA a little while ago. Well, we were going to. We decided to head off in another direction. But NASA wanting everybody to know that they're working on new, cool, neat stuff. So that young people like Chase will think that, once again, they'd be relevant.
Yeah, justifying their billion dollars in budget.
Well, get a load of this one. This one is a little strange. NASA hatching this plan to send astronauts into space to colonize Mars and other planets and never return. The project, known as the 100-Year Starship, has already received more than $1.5 million in funding, though that is a small fraction of the... You sitting down? $10 billion that it would cost. And once again, when the government tells us something will cost so much, they're usually about a third of the way home. NASA's hoping the one-way mission to Mars would be cheaper and more feasible than your round trip. Okay? They're trying to raise money from interested billionaires, thinking the billionaires probably don't want to go to Mars because... After all, your money's really not worth a whole lot there. I think the rate of exchange with Mars is pretty much close to zero. Astronauts would get regular supply shipments, which would be expected to be at least marginally, but they would be expected to be at least marginally self-sufficient. Now, NASA, for its part, admits the mission would come with ethical considerations. How would the general public feel about the idea that we'd have these Martian pioneers who would be abandoned right out there? So we'll see. Somehow or other, I'm not thinking this idea will work. But
yeah, I'm not sold.
Call me
skeptical.
They're floating
out skeptical.
There.
Hey, skeptical.
What's happening? New technology for extracting water from taters is being tested.
Where you squeeze.
Yeah, no. By the folks over at PepsiCo. The company
stick
is...
Stick a spigot on it.
They're performing a process to...
Oh, are they doing it behind the concession stands at Kyle Field?
That could work. The process is to capture water released from the taters as they are cooked into chips before... using it in the manufacturing process. Engineers behind the project say they hope to be able to run the entire factory using extracted tater water.
You did say Pepsi, right?
That's what they call it, extracted tater water.
Extracted tater water?
That's right, absolutely.
Put that on a can, see how it sells.
Yeah, it's extracted tater water right here.
Meaning that they could unplug the water main supply. See, they like that. The water will initially be used in the manufacturing process to clean, peel, and slice taters. Yeah, when they are brought in, PepsiCo says it hopes it also could provide tap and drinking water using the system in its factory.
Tap and drinking water.
Can I get you some water? Sure. You know, at the extracted tater water you're drinking right
that
there.
That tastes like taters. It does. Yeah, well, that's the reason, because it's tater water. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
The ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, painted by Michelangelo, was exhibited to the public for the first time in 1512.
I've been there.
One person walked in and said, meh.
Yeah. How did they know that it was today? You know what I'm saying?
Somebody writ it down.
Well,
I had my most embarrassing moment there. Yeah, it's a story.
Wow.
It's a story for later.
Really?
Yeah.
Something tells me we don't have time.
No, we don't.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we don't.
U.S. President, the U.S. American President John Adams became the first president to live in the Executive Mansion, later called the White House, in 1800. Yeah. The United States Weather Bureau started getting it wrong. Oh, I'm sorry. Started forecasting in 1870. They're now, what, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, something like that. And Seabiscuit. Remember Seabiscuit?
Yeah.
Defeated War Admiral in upset victory.
Got himself a movie deal.
So somebody said, hey, well, we can make a movie out
hey,
of
this. Hey, just as an aside to that, so I'm watching a show I happen to like on Video on Demand last night, okay? Mm-hmm. ABC Video on Demand. Mm-hmm. So now, Tom, do you have the diamond version of Beauty and the Beast?
Yes, okay. As a matter of fact, I do.
Because, I mean, here's the deal. If you watch the Video on Demand, it's a one-hour show. It takes 50 minutes. They only have two commercials they run. One is for Seabiscuit, the movie, mm-hmm. and the other is for the diamond edition of Beauty and the Beast.
Uh-huh.
And again, as I explained to Jackie, the reason is because Disney owns ABC. So
right.
That, you know, plugging that in. But I just wanted to make sure I saw that. And the other 12 times I saw it last night, I was thinking about whether or not you had that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, oh, yeah.
You're covered.
Oh, yeah. All I'm covered with that. Yeah.
You got like a minute.
Psycho Killer Jigsaw has come back to life at the box office. It was number one.
Chase,
that Saw
3D.
I didn't have time,
no. Oh, okay.
Well, it made $24.2 million, Chase, so it lived without your money, okay?
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity 2 was second with $16 million, followed by Red, and then Jackass 3D, and then Hereafter. Those were the top five movies. It's Not Forever and Ever, Amen for Randy Travis and his wife, Elizabeth. They've gotten a divorce after a long time. They were married in 1970.
She's 70.
Yeah, they were married in 1991.
Yeah, he's like 50 and she's 70.
Yeah, so yeah.
He woke up and said, you're old.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Rascal Flatts, I know you like them, Scott.
Yeah,
they've done.